prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today's show, the first hour, the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Rob Regish, who, you know, Rob, it's the funniest thing. Your microphone has to get acclimated to the noise level. So okay. It actually sounds like something from Flash Gordon when you first opened the mic. Remember the ray gun that they had in Flash Gordon? That's what it sounds like for a couple seconds. Anyway, then during the second hour, we're going to be talking with Marianne Binney, talking about how there needs to be a paradigm shift in dietary recommendations when it comes to red meat. The things that we've been saying on this show for a decade are finally coming to fruition. I'm excited about that. So first things first, Rob, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Even given the, 6 feet of snow, I think that we're under. The gym is the answer. If I don't have the gym, I don't have dopamine, bad things happen. But, I got there today and, I'll be there tomorrow.
You know, I dropped the Blueprint Power Hour question, so I'm trying to reorganize them right now. Just give me a second. You got any specials going on you can talk about while I do this?
Yeah, you know what? As a matter of fact, I just got off the line with Mass, and I wanted to give the SHR listeners first dibs on this one. You want to grab a pen or a pencil and write this down. 20% off TQ. Right. You then go to CoachRobRegish.com and click on the Tranquilogen link. What that gets you is a full 20% off Tranquilogen, twin packs included, for just super savings today through March. There's no limit on the number of bottles you can order either. And on top of that, you're going to get an extra bonus today, free domestic, for
Shipping
for U.S. customers.
Yeah,
now,
for
our international friends, we haven't forgotten you either. You're going to get the same 20% off Tranquilogen, plus we'll knock 20% off your shipping, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, 20% off for the best little stress-busting restorative agent you can get your hands on. It's really sharp product.
This first question is submitted by a friend of the show and a guy who I communicate with a lot on the sidelines and have a great appreciation for, Santori Davison. Khan says, I deadlift, I squat, and I have a cubicle job, like me. What can I do about lower back pain? My chiropractor says the sitting down all day is doing the damage, not the deadlifting and the squatting, but the lower back pain affects my ability to deadlift and squat. What helps at all other than making my chiropractor rich? What things can you suggest?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, back pain seems inevitable for most Americans, and even more so for those of us with sedentary jobs, right? Plus we exercise. Your chiro is onto something about sitting all day long and the damage that it does, but regardless, you need other solutions. Without knowing more about the injury, it's difficult to make recommendations. However, I have a feeling it's the result of, let's say, cumulative stress, and not a point in time injury. So let's talk about your training first. You need to make a decision as to which lift you want to prioritize. If you're lacking mass in the legs, prioritize the squat. If it's overall body mass, or greater back development that you want, you're going to want to perform more deadlifts. Now, personally, I favor the hip belt squat for the legs and the trap bar for your deadlift. Unless you're competing, you know, these are far superior movements than their barbell cousins. The hip belt means zero vertical compression of the spine, and the trap bar uses a far safer center of gravity, right, when you're performing that lift. I'd also perform those less frequently, you know, perhaps even as once every 10 days or so, and you're going to be surprised how much stronger you are and how one lift potentiates the other, particularly on the deadlift. You're really hammering the central nervous system with that. The real key though, is found in the assistance lifts. And in particular, I'm thinking of the glute ham bridge, and if you have it, if you are so fortunate, a reverse hyperextension. The glute ham bridge, you know, we've discussed it before, but it's performed lying flat on the ground with a barbell over your groin. All right, you're going to pull your feet up close to your glutes and then thrust the weight up to full extension. You can handle a prodigious amount of weight in this movement, at least as much as you can squat, and quite likely as much as you can deadlift. You know, it strengthens the entire posterior chain, right? The hams, glutes, lower back, as well as the abs. And again, here's the key, zero vertical stress on the spine. Now, if your gym does not have a reverse hyper, and unfortunately most don't, you can work the 45-degree hyperextension and planks with progressively heavier weights. Those are two excellent alternatives. I will caution you, though, to go slow in adding weight, particularly on the hyperextension, 45-degree hyperextension. It can put tremendous pressure on the knee. And I think you spoke to this once, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you actually had the injury or somebody else did. But that and training abs last is an absolute must. And two movements that stand out there among all the others are hanging leg raises to parallel and weighted planks. The goal with the hanging leg raise is two sets of 20, which that's a tall order for anyone. And people are going to say, well, you know, it doesn't really sound that difficult. Well, they are. When you pause at the top of each rep, you know, and you observe no swinging to complete the set, those things are brutal. Planks should be held in the push-up position for 1 minute with just body weight to start. And one or two sets will suffice. If you have a backpack, which is exactly what I have, a weight vest is fine, but if you've got a backpack, throw some weights in there as you get stronger, and there's your progressive overload. Also, I think you want to look into one of those standing workstations maybe at work, and wherever possible, and this goes work and otherwise, stand with your feet wide, you know, a little further apart, which takes a lot of the pressure off of your lower back. And you can see this, you know, if you're listening now, stand with your feet close together and feel the tension on your lower back. Now spread them apart. You can really feel, you know, it decompressing when you spread them apart. If you do have to sit, I would recommend using a contoured pillow for support and practice pulling those shoulders back. Finally, and this was a tip from you, I think, on the first show we did together, pick up an inversion table and play it again sports, right? Because hanging just 5-10 minutes a day conveys tremendous benefits.
Yeah, more than just your back. One other thing, I had Dan Matha on the show last week. He played for the Cincinnati Bengals. He's going into wrestling. He's over here at the OVW, which is the Yale of wrestling camps because, everybody who's anybody, John Cena, The Rock, Big Dave Bautista, they all came out of this camp more than I can remember. And so he talks about his love of the Zercher squat since he was an offensive lineman. He said the Zercher squat removes loading of the spine. It has similar activation of muscle groups as the deadlift and the squat simultaneously. And it really puts a great emphasis on core strength because when the bar is in the crook of your elbows, it's natural to want to lean forward. So you have to resist that by recruiting the abs and the lower back to keep you erect. So if a hip belt squat is not in the cards for you, you may want to go on YouTube and look for a Zercher squat. And if you search for Dan Matha, M-A-T-H-A, you'll see him doing what looks like very easy to him, Zercher squats with 405 when he was playing for the Cincinnati Bengals and he was 325 pounds. I mean, he did four reps and threw the bar back up, and it was clear that he wasn't even near fatigued or exhausted. I mean, I think his strength and conditioning coach was standing behind him and said, "No, all right, that's enough, rack the weight." But look at the Zercher squat. It's not a bad movement to learn. Robert Sadler says, "Hey, Rob, Just a comment and some questions on Progenidrex stacks. I've been running Convict conditioning and Buddy Lee's jump rope training. Isn't Buddy Lee the great best? Since early January, I've been on a stripped down program twice a week due to tears in both my biceps tendons and my myoclavicular ligament. I wonder if that's what I have. I've got some real pain in my bicep tendon that radiates down into my hand and up into my shoulder. Wow. With supplements, I've been running an ephedrine, guarana stack, and Synthogen around workouts, Progenidrex during the evening meals, and Adaptogen N before bed. I've noticed significant increases in strength and energy around the workouts and an overall increase in energy levels throughout the day with less sleep. I think I'm missing the rest of this question. Hold on.
What? I've got it.
Do you got it? Read the rest of it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, his questions are threefold. You know, is Progenidrex and Adaptogen N overkill? Two, does stacking Synthogen and Progenidrex make sense? And then three, you know, on the Predator site, he correctly notes that I mentioned only running Progenidrex for 3 to 4 weeks. Why is that? Well, here are the answers then to your questions. Running Progenidrex and Adaptogen N is overkill, yes. So I would suggest Progenidrex now and saving Adaptogen N for afterwards, which is a point I'll expand on later. Part of the reason people sleep so well on Adaptogen N is the melatonin, although the herbs help too. So accordingly, I would suggest 3 to 6 milligrams of melatonin time released if you can get it about 45 minutes before retiring. ZMA is also, zinc magnesium aspirate is also a cost effective supplement. And many folks are deficient. So I'd look into that as well. You can find a complete list of all my recommendations, on CoachRobRegish.com. Stacking Synthogen and Progenidrex is the best of both worlds. Although I'd refine your dosing a bit. Synthogen in and around the workouts is ideal, but Progenidrex should be dosed pre-workout too, certainly on training days. Off days, it's best consumed with your highest carb-based meal of the day, and you don't want that to be, ideally, you don't want that to be dinner. Why? Because going to bed on a belly full of carbs blunts growth hormone release. My original recommendation for running Progenidrex for 3 to 4 weeks, I call them burst cycles, was based, frankly, on the people that were testing the prototype. Since each bottle lasted a month, that's what I had the data on. They all gained and they kept gaining. It's just that we didn't have that many bottles to go around. So long story short, now that it's been out there for a while, it's clear that these guys are making gains. They're taking it to 6 weeks out, you know, even further. The one thing you need to be cognizant of is that ultimately overfeeding, Progenidrex makes you hungry, real hungry, will eventually catch up with you, meaning the enzymes that store fat are going to start dominating. So, you know, I would say 8 weeks at the outside. Finally, the Adaptogen N afterwards, both Adaptogen N and Progenidrex contain ingredients that will boost your natural test levels, and adaptogens for that matter. They do go about it via a different mechanism. Therefore, I see them as duplicative, and a better use of your money would be to run the adaptogen afterwards. I'm hesitant to call it a post-cycle therapy because, you know, there's no suppression of your natural test with either product. Overall, you know, great progress, and these tweaks should save you money while improving your gains.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got a question from the Dog Dude. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Progenidrex and Tranquilogen and Mass Pro Synthogen. Three fantastic products that will help you build muscle, recover faster, and be stronger. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more. We'll be right back.
Thank you. crunchy. From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour here on Superhuman Radio. And you know, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical and their product line, All American EFX. Sports, check it out at superhumanradio.com. The dog dude says, hey, Rob, thank you again for always answering my question. Seriously, these days, that is so rare and very much appreciated. I wanted to tell you that Synthogen's stomach upset and gas has gone away. Seems like splitting the dose to 4 to 5 pre-workout and then 6 post-workout made the difference, and I worked up to that dose. Is that enough, or should I be taking more? And last question. I'm an intermediate lifter, been training for about 1.5 years now, got my training muscles on, and think now it's time to train right. should I be running the Blueprint 3.0 or the Meteoric, or are they complementary systems?
Yeah, well, first things first, I'm happy to hear the GI issues have subsided. Splitting the dose up is what I usually recommend, though not for digestive reasons. As to your question of is that enough or should you take more, the answer really depends. As you know, I recommend people new to it to take five caps before training, five halfway through, and five afterwards. So there's a total of 15 caps. That's the max dosage for all but the biggest of big men. And people are going to see Synthogen's hallmark effects in short order. You know, you're going to see greater muscle fullness. You're going to breeze through a normally difficult session, and especially the 48 hours that follow. DOMS is either greatly reduced or obliterated altogether. You feel like you could train heavy again the next day. In your case, and looking at what you've been doing, originally, I want to say he was taking 8 caps post-workout and was working like a charm, but he had the GI issues. Here, I would recommend going to 5 before and 5 after. I think that that's going to be his sweet spot. With respect to what's next for your training, that's a tough call. So-called newbie gains have been exhausted. That's what I read in that anyway. So it's time to step things up. You can't go wrong getting stronger, though, because that leads to more muscle. Now, what you do with that more muscle down the line is irrelevant. The point I'm trying to make is having more is only going to benefit you. So if your newbie gains came as a result of 5 sets of 5, 5-3-1, or even just winging it, it's time for 2.0. If you ran 2.0 during those 10 months, then it's time for the Blueprint Periodic, which is an extended size and strength gaining system at the end of 2.0. 3.0 and the Meteoric, those are both geared more towards recomp, something that you're probably a few years away from, depending, you know, on your age. If you're a bit older or you're looking to pare some fat after your bulk, I'd recommend 3.0. If you want to give that a crack, one of the two, I'd go with 3.0. The Meteoric is an entirely different animal, and it's really for use by guys that have been plateaued for years, in some cases decades. 2.0 comes free with 3.0 when you order, and has so many training ideas in it, you could spend a decade building with it, easy. In fact, I guarantee it. If it isn't the fastest way to build muscle there is, you get your money back, no questions asked. So I hope those suggestions help. Sounds like he's doing fantastic.
Brett, is it pronounced Masoa?
Masoya.
That's how I pronounce it. Yeah. I've heard you talk about ectosterone, curcumin, laxogenin, etc. in glowing terms, yet as I look at your formulas, not a one of them is a single ingredient formula. You've got, I guess he means in your formula, you've got all these other ingredients alongside them, so I'm wondering why. If these ingredients are so great, why not release them as standalone?
Yeah, you know, when I read this, I started to get a little ticked off at first, but the more I thought about it, the more, you know, from a consumer's point of view, he's got a good point, and I can see why they might have questions.
Yeah, but this is an easy one to answer in an anecdotal way. So, whey protein builds muscle. Are you just going to eat whey protein all day long?
Right. Right.
I mean, there are other things that play a role synergistically. They play a role in the completing the picture. If all you have is yellow paint, no matter what you paint, no matter what picture you paint, it's just going to look like a blob of yellow.
Yeah. You know, the truth is this. No single ingredient on the market is going to maximize recovery, growth, fat loss, etc., or whatever goal the product sets out to achieve. All of these supplements, let's be honest, all of these supplements, almost all of them, are trying to measure up to the yardstick set 60 years ago, anabolic steroids. All right. Now, in order to do that, you need to understand what anabolics do. So I sat down and broke out each desirable quality and solve for it. In a nutshell, they do more than this, but these are the big ones. They accelerate protein synthesis. They improve glycogen storage. They antagonize cortisol, so they act anti-catabolically in the body. They accelerate wound healing and repair, and they increase your red blood cell count. So,
you missed again, one. You missed one.
Oh, go ahead.
Testicular shrinkage.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, sorry about that. You don't have something that does that?
That'd be a big seller, huh? Well, you can do that with pro hormones.
There you go.
What I found is that no single supplement, ingredient, or even drug comes close to doing all that.
And you know why that is, right?
Well,
because hormones are signaling mechanisms.
Right.
So when you send a signal and there are multiple receptor sites, there are multiple systems that receive that signal, you have a pleiotropic effect from one thing. You don't get that quite often in a supplement unless you stack things with it.
Yes, yes. But even among hormones, it stands at the top of the heap, because no matter what any company says, no matter what study you're reading, not even growth hormone does what steroids do.
True.
And if I'm not mistaken, that was a point Duchesne made in one of his books. We are fortunate, though, that today science has uncovered some natural ingredients that make a difference in those areas. Now, I'm not saying they do them as well. I am saying they do make a measurable difference, but it takes several of them working together to even hold a candle to the measuring stick. So with that in mind, well, why on earth would any supplement company limit themselves to a single ingredient? Answer, at least this is the only one that I can see. They're going to make more money selling you four or five products versus just one or two. When I design products, Brett, it's with the goal of amplifying or accelerating one of the three processes that your body must go through. It's a fundamental biological law. Overload, recovery, growth. You've got 16 ingredients in Synthogen, 6 in Tranquilogen, and 6 in Progenitrix. And every one of them is there for a reason. And every one of them serves a purpose. I hope that answers this question. But, you know, like you said, it's never one thing.
No, it's never is. Never. And that's actually the problem with modern medicine today. You have all these different organizations and groups and disciplines. The geneticists are looking for the genetic answer. You know, it's never one thing. We are way too complex of a being for anything to be just one thing. There's all these checks and balances in place in case one system goes awry, and you have to nudge all of them if you want to optimize muscle growth or fat loss.
Right. So,
all right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
At the starting of the week, at some talks you'll hear them speak. It's only Monday.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Get close to your radio. Touch it. You can feel the power. Nick Strader says, I'm 42 years old. Compete on and off in powerlifting at a weight of 245. That's probably a good 20 to 25 pounds over my natural body weight. Meaning I have to eat up to get this big. Hard to believe I started at 130 pounds. And I did it drug-free. I have a good job and married with two kids, but I still make time for training. The problem is, Doc says I need to lose weight, but I'm addicted to strength. I can walk away from competition, but not from heavy iron. I know the feeling. When I drop weight, I drop strength. How can I avoid this or at least deal with it better? It really messes with my head when I get weaker.
Yeah, well, join the club, Nick. There's a lot of us in your shoes.
I wish I could ask him a question.
Okay.
And the question would be, why did your doctor say you have to lose weight? What is the impetus behind this? Is it just because of your quote unquote BMI, or is it because you have like obstructive sleep apnea, and he says, hey, your weight is causing your throat to collapse, or do you have severely high blood pressure? And he's thinking, well, if you drop some weight, your blood pressure. Why did he say you have to lose weight?
That is a great question. I wish I had the opportunity.
I know, because too often doctors just summarily go, you know, here's a guy who's 20 to 25 pounds overweight, quote unquote, but how much of it's actually muscle?
Right. Right. And the BMI charts, you know, are
meaningless.
They sure don't apply
there's
to
a,
us.
There's another abbreviation that starts with BM. It's called bowel movement. There you go.
There comes a time in every man's life that he's at a crossroads. And right now, Nick, you're there. The first thing you need to realize is you accomplished a lot. Very few have the guts to compete. And I'm guessing you've collected a trophy or two. To do that with a family and a career is even more impressive. Building yourself up from 130 to 245, a tremendous accomplishment. I can only, you know, I can count on one hand the number of men that I have known to do that over the years. No, it's not all muscle in most cases, but yes, a lot of it is. You didn't mention how old your kids are, but, I'm guessing you're a hell of a role model. So sit down and take stock of those things. You realized in many respects your potential, which brings us to losing weight. The best advice I can give you here, is the slower, the better. You can expect to drop 20 or so pounds and initially be weaker. Understand this is a temporary state as the body gets used to its new set point. Now, on strength, it is possible to lose 20, 25 pounds, sometimes more, and your squat and deadlift can increase. Because if you think of it logically, the body is part of the weight that's moving through space and you're getting lighter. It takes some time for the body to get used to these new leverage points, but know that your money lifts can keep progressing. I mean, if he's even doing informal competitions, you know, those are the two lifts that are going to add the most to the total. The bench and the upper body, though, is more problematic. It just seems strength disappears from there first. At least it does for me. I've seen it in just about everyone. Same deal. To remedy that, I'm going to suggest switching from the bench press to the weighted dip. Because although no movement is 100% perfect, the dip actually works more muscle mass than the bench press. It's also what's known as a level 7 movement, meaning you're moving the body and the weight through space simultaneously. Now contrast that with a bench press where only your arms and the weight move through space. Level 7 movements are the most efficient at building muscle due to something called NMA, or neuromuscular activation. It's at its highest level when that's going on. So more on that at another time. You're also going to note that the dip allows you to use a pronated or palms turned inward grip, which is a much safer position than splaying the elbows out at 90 degrees seen in the bench press. The best part? As you lose weight, you naturally have less weight to move through space with your body, allowing you to hit PR after PR dieting down. The other thing I'll tell you is this, chasing higher and higher numbers on the bench as you get older and older, the likelihood for shoulder injuries just goes up and up. But by switching to the weighted dip, losing weight slowly, and being diligent about it, that strategy delivers the best of all worlds. You're going to be healthier. You're going to have greater upper and lower body strength, and you will be psychologically intact when the whole thing is done.
Let's go to, we have a couple minutes here.
Mike McFadden says,
hey, Rob, I love SHR, and this is my favorite show. Finally took your advice and bought a hip belt. Legs have never looked better, and my lower quads finally filled in. It happened fast, too. In 3 months, I had teardrop muscles. I spent 3 years trying to get them. The tip about the glycerol before bed was gold, too. I can finally sleep through the night. The list goes on and on. So here's my question. How did you learn all this stuff?
Well, you know, I can tell you how I didn't learn it. I didn't learn it in a school. I didn't just read about it. I have no formal education in anatomy, kinesiology, chemistry, etc. I did dissect a frog once in seventh grade, so you can put that on my resume. But this is going to resonate with many of you listening because you likely see yourself in these words. And if you do, you know you've got it too. I call it the disease. And early on, I hated myself just enough to try anything. I was driven to extremes. I had no fear of failing because I had no muscle to lose. What did I have to lose? At 143 pounds. The only qualifier was it had to be legal, which meant no steroids. It meant steroids were out. So I looked in other areas, training, diets, supplementation. I turned over every rock I could find. Doing that means a couple of things. One of which is you need to know thyself. Now you hear that a lot, but very few people really know what it means. You need to know how you learn. For example, I learn by watching, then doing. I was so scared the first time I went into a real gym, I didn't even lift. I sat there at the desk and I watched. And it looked to me like most people were just going through the motions. There was one guy, though, that was different. The look in his eye was different. The way he approached the bar was different. And what he was doing was different than everyone else. So I took some mental notes and I copied them. You could say that I stole from them. And I continue stealing to this day. The one thing that I did and do differently from most people is I will put my individual spin on things that I steal. You know, I didn't invent EDT. Charles Daly did. I didn't invent these loading patterns I use from Germany, Russia, and elsewhere. I stole them. What I did do was cleverly arrange them into a system that respected Dr. Hans Seil's theory of adaptation, his stress theory. That was the blueprint, and it contains every gem I ever came across. I think the lesson for all of us, watch, steal, and tweak. It's going to take you a lot farther than just knocking around theory or winging it in the gym, which frankly, you and I both know. I estimate 90% of the people just wing it. And it's sad. It gets them nowhere. Emulate success, but put your own stamp on it. And your results will be 100 times better than what most gym goers get.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day. How little training is needed to still make gains? This is the lowest effective dose discussion. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about red meat. Turns out it's not the demon that the government has told us. Oops, they were wrong. We'll be right back.
Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
At the top of the hour, Marianne Binney's going to join us to talk about red meat. How there needs to be a paradigm shift in dietary recommendations. It's going to be hard to do with the vegan slash vegetarian agenda being promoted by our government and celebrities who pander and kowtow to the government, trying to convince people that all they need is vegetables and fruit to thrive. So we're going to be talking about that later. Right now, how little training is needed to still make gains? I'm finding that out right now, quite frankly, because I'm working around some injuries.
Yeah. A lot of times it's by necessity, right?
I was just going to say the mother of invention is the necessity is the mother of invention, right?
Right.
I've learned new ways to train. I'm doing new things because of injuries, but I'm growing. I continue to grow. And it doesn't, I think a lot of people forget. Jeffrey Sue just said this to me. He was in Louisville. And Jeffrey regularly used to go into the gym and deadlift 550, 575. He's given that up. He said because the toll it took on him, he couldn't train as hard throughout the rest of the week, and he's more interested in muscle growth, and he's lightened up. Everybody that you hear tell this story, they've lightened up, and they started to grow.
Yeah. Well, you know, the younger guys are probably going to shake their head at this topic upon hearing it, but you know, someday you'll appreciate what I'm saying. And to your point, an injury may force your hand, so it's worth listening. And believe me, I remember, guys. I remember when I was 22, and I was so driven that I trained before and after work 6 days a week. I think that was big beyond belief, 2 or 3, might have been 3. For my money, they could have named it overtrain beyond belief, because I lasted 3 weeks and wound up injured beyond belief. But I digress. Before I get going, this has nothing to do with being lazy. It's hard to imagine now if you're young, but in your 30s and 40s, life gets busy. Many of you guys and ladies are climbing the corporate ladder or at least forced to work longer hours. Some are married, some divorced, and a lot of us have kids. Add to that your hormones and your energy are in decline during those years, and making progress becomes daunting. In my case, there's one additional wrinkle. I am prone to overdoing it, which quite literally put me in the hospital twice. Now, none of that means we're less committed to training. It does mean we need to train smarter. And it's here where how much you have between the ears matters the most. It is my opinion that most adult men, and probably women who train heavy, over the age of 35 would thrive on a twice-a-week schedule, with two workouts every 10 days being even better as you get stronger. Now, I'm talking about heavy weight training here, the progressive resistance kind, not the going in there to wing it and get a good pump kind. These folks have been in the game for decades. They have excellent levels of base strength, and this is the really important part. They're capable of generating extreme amounts of intensity, mental and physical, when the situation calls for it. On off days, you're hardly sitting around. That's not what I'm advocating. You do something every day, whether that's sled dragging, HIIT, list cardio, yoga, chiropractic.
Mowing your lawn.
Pardon?
Mowing your lawn.
Mowing your lawn.
Shoveling your driveway after 2 feet of snow, you know?
Pushing a weighted wheelbarrow.
Yeah, stay active.
Exactly, stay active. Those two words, stay active. In other words, at least 80% of your time is spent putting back. 20% of the time, you're pulling the hypertrophy trigger, so to speak, in the gym with the weights. So I'm going to challenge everyone right now that's listening, that everybody that's been training more frequently than twice a week, to try this. And this goes for the younger guys too, because too many people aren't recovering from their workouts. Never mind getting stronger and growing. The people that have taken me up on this, almost to a person, wind up dumbfounded. They have never been stronger, and all it took was giving their bodies the time to play catch up. Not more protein, not more creatine, just more time. Train twice a week for 6 weeks and tell me what you find. I know you're going to be pleasantly surprised, because after being taught sets and reps and working at it for any length of time, you can't paint by numbers anymore. Everyone else does, and look at where it gets them. Take a different road for 6 weeks. You can always go back.
You know, when you think about Arthur Jones and Mike Mentzer talking about the stronger you get, the longer you need off, because you make deeper and deeper inroads into damaging the muscle, so the muscle needs longer to recover. And I would have to say, without actually knowing everybody in the audience, that we probably fit into the category of people who train really hard. I'm sure you have friends, I'm talking to all of you out there individually, who go into the gym and go through the motions, you know, and you don't do that. You go into the gym and you give it everything you have. You train as hard as you can every single time. There's a lot to be said for the fact that you need more time off than the average person, especially if you're drug free and you're slightly older, you know, and you're in your 40s and 50. I'll be 57 this year. So this is really sound advice. And do cardio. Do cardio on your days off. Do, like you point out, you know, do yoga. Do things on your day off. It's actually fun.
Yeah.
Have fun.
And you know what? You made a really good point there, because you said Mentzer and Yates were advocating, right, more rest, more time off to get larger and stronger. Now think about this. Both of those men were on steroids.
And they said, I've said that drug using athletes think that they can train more because of the drugs, when in fact they would leverage the value of the drugs by training less. And here's why. Because the drugs keep you from becoming catabolic and keep you anabolic. So think of it this way. If I were to hit a golf ball here on Earth, where gravity is whatever it is, it goes so far and it falls to Earth. But if I did that on the moon, where gravity is less, that ball will travel unstoppable for hundreds of miles. Well, think of the steroids like taking the gravity away. You get more out of the workout. Give it time to actually happen.
You absolutely do. You know, those guys found the magic. Just like you pointed out, yes, they went in there and trained like animals, but then they rode that wave to the point where the body recovered from that stress, and then it built itself back up larger and stronger, which is what the body does to survive, because it knows it needs that extra muscle and strength if it encounters a stress like that in the future. It's just damn hard for people to stay away from the gym.
Yeah.
It's so hard. But give it a shot, folks, twice a week for 6 weeks. I promise you, you'll be the strongest you have ever been. And you can always go back.
You know what? I got the strongest that I ever did. And I haven't tried this and just because I'm just trying to be regular about my training right now. I got the strongest I ever did by training 1 day on, 2 day off, just with three split, back, legs, and chest, which I hit shoulders with back and chest. Anyway, I would train on a Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. I did light cardio, train on a Thursday, and I didn't try to fit into a 1 week schedule. This is another mistake that people make. Oh,
right.
It's got to fit in 7 days. No, I was doing 9 and 12 day training cycles. I was getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's no accident that, you know, you had a relatively simple template. Simple is beautiful in this game because it allows you to focus and generate maximum intensity. And of all the variables, intensity, volume, and frequency, what's the most important? Intensity.
Rob Regish, as always, thank you for your effort here on the Blueprint Power Hour. Those of you who love the Blueprint Power Hour, show your love. Spend a buck. Buy Progenidrex. Buy Synthogen. Buy Tranquilogen. Go to CoachRobRegish.com and learn more. Rob, we'll talk to you next week, brother.
Thank you.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about red meat, the demon stepchild of the food pyramid. Or is it?
Carl, start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12.
Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommend. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. In November of this year, this show will be on the air for 10 years. 10 years ago, we started talking about the importance of healthy cuts of red meat from animals that were raised naturally and not fed corn, grain, and soy, for the same reasons that we shouldn't be eating lots of corn, grain, and soy. And we've fought an uphill battle because, quite frankly, the American government and governments in developed nations all said, meat is bad. It causes heart disease. It causes cancer. They also said fat was bad and cholesterol was bad. Well, more recently, the American government is now recanting their position on fat and or cholesterol and the use of statin drugs. And lo and behold, something else is coming into the forefront of discussion. And that is, were we wrong about red meat? I know they were. And you know they were, but the average American doesn't know that. So my next guest is Marianne Binney. How you doing, Marianne?
I'm well, thank you.
And you are, now I want to make this clear, you are part of the Canadian Pork Council, correct?
Yes, I am. Okay. I am their nutrition manager.
Okay. And many may say, well, Marianne has a vested interest in this discussion because she represents the Pork Council. Of course they want people to eat more meat. But what has changed recently that is finally allowing this message to be promoted?
I think a lot has changed. Over the last decade, the scientific research really has been mounting to point of blatantly at the inherent bias that there has been over the years about fresh red meat. And really, my message is we should be eating whole foods, whether that be your vegetables and fruits, whole grains, and minimally processed meats. I think we've really have taken a step away from those foods in favor of highly processed and highly refined foods at the detriment of our overall health and well-being.
Well, quite frankly, a lot of the studies that have been accused of being misleading have in fact lumped in processed meats like bologna and hot dogs and luncheon meats in general and whole cuts of red meat into the same studies, acting like they are the same, one and the same thing, and then try to convey to the public that these foods cause higher rates of colon cancer, heart disease, and so on. But that's very unfair to take processed meats and a nice lean cut of pork or beef from an animal that was raised naturally and compare them from a nutritive standpoint, isn't it?
Well, certainly prepared meats have a role to play and do have a role in a healthy diet. But I think what you've hit on is correct, that there's a wide spectrum of foods and a wide spectrum of meats, including these fresh cuts that, yes, the research is indicating they do not contribute to cardiovascular disease. What's important is to realize in a real world, people aren't going to be cooking a roast every night and making a full-blown bacon and eggs breakfast in the morning. So we do need to rely on the convenience and the nutritional value that these processed foods do contribute. But what I think is important is really to look at the real elephant in the room. And honestly, it isn't the meat. It is the sugars. Certainly in Canada, the second largest contributor of calories to the diet are other foods. These are your cookies, your soda pops, your chips, your candy, jams, jellies. They are now becoming almost like a food group because they contribute so many calories to the diet. And teens, 25% of Canadian teens get their calories from other foods. These are foods that aren't even part of the food guide or, in your situation, a food pyramid. So I think we really are missing the mark when we focus so much on, you know, what cuts are lean, low-fat dairy products versus full-fat, without realizing the elephant in the room are all these calories that are being consumed by foods that aren't even in our dietary guidance.
Well, this is an important distinction, and I'll tell you why. There are a lot of people out there who feel that as long as they are not eating meat, that they are eating healthy. And so these individuals consume a high intake of cereal grains, and they feel, well, that's not meat, so it's healthy. It's almost a healthy by lack of association. So as long as it's not meat, it's healthy. And you're right. A lot of these foods that the quote-unquote non-meat eating or the Meatless Monday groups turn to, they're not turning to whole vegetables. They're not turning to nice cuts of salmon or fish in general. They're not turning to cuts of chicken. They're turning to pizza because it's not meat. And they're turning to cereal grains because it's not meat. And they're turning to cookies and cakes because it's not meat. And they feel that just because it's not meat, it's healthy. And this is being promoted by our government here in the United States. We have the First Lady Michelle Obama, through many people in Hollywood now, promoting a vegetarian agenda. And keep in mind, it is important to eat a lot of vegetables, limited fruit, but healthy cuts of meat and healthy fats. So I'm not one to exclude these different foods, but they are trying to be exclusive. They're trying to say, look, all you need is vegetables and fruit and bread and pasta. And that's why we want to promote this Meatless Monday agenda. And it's very successful. We have a lot of people for the first time ever turning to becoming vegetarians, thinking that this is going to ultimately lead to health and longevity, when there are numerous well-done studies, especially out of the UK, one with 16,000 participants, a longitudinal study that showed that vegetarians die of the same diseases as omnivores at the same rate, and in some cases, more frequently, because of nutrient deficiencies.
Yeah, it's a very interesting point. And what I find most remarkable is how in North America, both in the States and Canada, we're so focused on red meat consumption and dairy, full fat dairy foods. When you look at the consumption of meats, let's say in the past 20 years, it has remained fairly constant, if anything, like fairly stable or declining in both countries, where when you look at the obesity rates, they have tripled. In one generation, they have tripled. So So how can we make that association? We must be doing something differently, because
Right. Obviously
meat has gotten leaner in 20 years and we're eating less
of it, right?
Yet obesity's tripling.
And diabetes is going through the roof, and cancer rates, while the survival of cancer, one of the things the medical orthodoxy like to point out is that the survival rate of cancer has increased. Well, those of you who are statisticians know that those numbers do not look at the number of new cancer rates. It just looks at the survival rate. And guess what? If you have more people marching into the pool of having cancer and you save just a few more, then you can say, oh, well, death from cancer is decreasing, but the number of new cancer diagnoses is on the rise. And we have to ask ourselves, why isn't anyone paying attention to the fact that since the 70s, meat has been demonized, grains and soy and, the food pyramid has been embraced, fat-free diets have been embraced, yet diseases are on the rise. No one's paying attention, and there's a good reason. I'm going to talk about it when we come back from the break. Stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality. quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Marianne Binney. We're talking about red meat. There needs to be a paradigm shift in the dietary recommendations made by those who make dietary recommendations to stop demonizing red meat once and for all. And quite frankly, Marianne, part of the problem is, in, at least in the United States, I don't know how it is in Canada, but our government subsidizes numerous crops, mostly cereal grain crops. And it would not be in their best interest to tell people, hey, you know what? These grains are part of the obesogenic model. Eat less of them because they've got to get their return on their investment.
Well, I'm not familiar with your situation, but, you know, whole grains definitely play a part in a healthy diet. It's these refined grains that tend to be, you know, highly sweet, highly salted if they're in potato chips. So these are the foods that, you know, we definitely have to be more concerned about. But what I find really impactful to that really clearly demonstrates the importance of red meat in the diet is when you look at infancy. Infants, children, these babies at 6 months, the dietary guidance is shifting such that red meats are being suggested as the first whole foods that the baby is introduced to at 6 months. It used to be cereal, but in both Canada and Australia, they have revised their infant feeding guidelines that they recommend meat as the infant's first solid food.
Wow.
And this is based on the fact that meat it has a high-quality source of iron. And for children, if they don't have iron and zinc, it leads to stunting. So here again, when you're thinking at the basic primary nutritional level, red meats definitely play a very important role in the development of infants in those critical formative few months.
Talk about some of the population studies that you included in your paper that look at red meat and health.
Well, really the science is supporting the fact that really red meats, when eaten in moderation, do not have a negative impact on cardiovascular disease. And in fact, there was a report that just came out in, this year, a couple of weeks ago, that looked at the U.S. and the U.K.'s analysis of their dietary guidance to reduce fat in the diet. And basically, this intention was to reduce coronary heart disease. So right. Both the UK and US implemented dietary guidance to the population saying reduce fat. Intentions were good. Yet this paper, it was a systematic review and a meta-analysis that looked at the evidence upon which these recommendations were based, and they found there was no difference. That if this participants in these studies had a intervention diet or a regular diet, there was no difference in the results of cardiovascular disease mortality. So we've had dietary fat reduction guidance in these two countries, and Canada included. That wasn't included in the study, though. But that indicated, my gosh, you know, we've gone on an assumption, a bias, that fat is bad. There's so much fat in meat. And producers, both pork, cattle, lamb producers, really have responded to consumers' desire for reduced fat in their diet and have made their cuts leaner. And yet we're really wondering now, gosh, you know, weren't we focusing perhaps on the wrong nutrients?
What is the bias against meat? Just recently, an article was published, and I think Alex Leaf may have sent you a link to it, showing that cattle producers in cattle producing states are seeing a great deal of resistance from the American government, making it more difficult for them to produce their product, and also. Now our government is saying, hey, you know, we need to look at sustainability when we talk about food. Quite frankly, sustainability shouldn't be a discussion. The discussion should be what is healthy and what is not healthy. But why is there a bias against meat? When did it start, and why is it so strong?
Well, if I knew, we would find a solution. But unfortunately, I don't know where this bias came from. Certainly, there is a bias against red meat with regards to total fat. Then it was saturated fat. Then it was trans fat and beef. It just seems once the science refuted those claims, they moved on to another nutrient to tackle. And when you look at cholesterol, there's a prime example in the dietary guidelines where, you know, dietary cholesterol does not have an impact on your blood cholesterol. So, mute point. Like, let's focus on real nutrition issues. And
right.
That, I think, we really need to come back to it. You know, the elephant in the room. Like, obesity is tripling. What's causing that?
Yeah, it's obviously not meat.
Obviously not meat. So, let's, you know, look behind another door to find out the problem there. Now, with regards to sustainability, you know, producers have already taken great strides to make meat production more sustainable. And there's been a lot of progress in this area because it's their livelihoods that are at stake. They want to be as efficient in their care and treatment of the animals, of the way they are produced, the way they're land. They want to hand farms over to the next generation. So it's, you know, it's totally ridiculous to insinuate that they would be doing anything but to be as sustainable as possible. And this whole area of sustainability, it's interesting. There has been some research that was conducted in France that was looking at sustainability from a nutrient density standpoint. So to get these many nutrients, how much of a carbon footprint
right.
was left behind to produce it?
And the illusion is that what the vegetarian vegan agenda promoters say, oh, you know, you've got to give so much water and feed so much grass to a cow in order to, produce one cow to eat on, we could just be producing the vegetables. That's not the way it works. In fact, the amount of grass and or grain and water that goes into building a single cow that one cow could feed an entire family for a year. And the crop that you would grow with that same amount is so small that you couldn't eat on it for a month.
Mm-hmm. And the whole thing is balance. You know, you need a wide variety of food to insinuate or to dictate that you remove food groups from your dietary eating pattern really isn't sustainable just from the pleasure of eating. And I think we often have to, you know, really think back to eating is not just the mechanical, it's having the enjoyment of people's company, a nice environment. There's more to eating than just fueling our body. And what's interesting, in Brazil, they introduced new dietary guidelines last year, and one of their key pillars was your modes of eating, the way you eat. And it was like, to eat regularly, to eat slowly, pay attention to the fact you're eating. Don't be watching TV or on some other gadget. Eat with company, whether it's with your colleagues, your family, your friends. Cook together, shop together. So bringing back some very elementary stuff that we've really moved away from as a North American society.
Well, and also to the argument that, you know, it's a filthy, dirty business raising livestock. Alan Savory, who is an ecologist from Zimbabwe and a farmer, he has done a TED talk that shows that when cows are allowed to graze, the process of grazing actually reduces our carbon footprint. It reduces the emissions into the air for two reasons. Number one, grazing on grass has this recycling effect on carbon dioxide, but more importantly, when cows eat grass exclusively and not corn, grain, and soy, their flatulence drops to near zero. And, you know, so this argument that, well, you know, it's a dirty business raising livestock. No, it's more animals are killed and displaced from large scale agricultural operations than those that are killed in the raising and processing of beef and pork. I mean, people don't get this message because the media promotes the lies being forwarded by the governments today for some reason.
Yeah. And cattle graze on land that isn't arable. Like, really, it is a very sustainable animal because it is using land that otherwise would not be used in many, many instances. So, you know, there is that advantage to some cattle raising.
Yeah. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a last commercial break. And when we come back, I want to ask you what kind of responses you've been getting about this research. We're talking right now with Marianne Binney. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frodolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffer. For creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spend more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now.
FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Marianne Binney. We're talking about the paradigm shift that is needed in order to make dietary recommendations properly and not exclude red meat, which has been demonized unnecessarily for way too long. So when did you publish this paper, Marianne?
This paper was published last year, and it was basically just an overview. It wasn't a new research. It was an overview of the landscape and looking at where the science really is weighing in on red meat in the diet. And from cardiovascular disease through to diabetes, we're finding that really the science isn't there to support an elimination of red meat in the diet. And I think one nutrient, protein, that probably is underrated and is becoming much more of importance, whether it be athletes or for our aging population,
right,
for children, it's a critical nutrient.
Well, there's a lot of reasons that protein is important, but one of the reasons that no one is discussing, quite frankly, is that of all the macronutrients, of the four macronutrients, if you count oxygen, mm-hmm, five, of the four macronutrients, water, protein, fat, and carbohydrates, only one plays a role in cellular signaling. And what I mean by that is not, I understand that glucose signaling, speaks to insulin, but our body folds proteins, amino acids, in specific ways that create messengers for entire systems and processes in our body. We talked about how misfolded proteins by the endoplasmic reticulum leads to the plaque buildup found in Alzheimer's disease and other neurological disorders. And we know that these are altered in people who have certain disease states. But there's another discussion that's not being discussed. Another point that's not being discussed. If you limit protein, there are nine essential amino acids that we get from our diet. There are many non-essential amino acids. There are even more
conditionally essential amino acids that our body cannot produce on its own, that it produces from other proteins, that if those proteins are not present, if those amino acids are not present, it can't produce those other forms of amino acids. Those amino acids play a role. We have to stop thinking of protein simply as something that we use for energy and muscle building, and start to understand that if you are excluding entire protein groups, as many vegetarians and vegans do, you may be excluding specific amino acids that are required for syntax. We all know the word syntax from the computer industry, right? Oh, syntax, it's language. Yes, proteins are language. If you are eliminating protein groups and your body doesn't have that syntax to assemble this 180 amino acid folded protein that needs to go to the brain to tell it to do something, instead, that message doesn't go through, then you are fouling up communication on a cellular level. Protein is much more important than we give it credit for. It's not just about energy. It is the vocabulary that our body uses to signal and communicate. No one's talking
very
about this.
Well,
no one's discussing this portion of this fear of protein. I'd rather have more words in my vocabulary than less. And when it comes to protein, I eat all sources of protein for that reason. I'm not excluding anything.
Exactly. It, you know, that is a very good point, where some folks like to take the shortcut through supplements, where really getting your nutrition from whole foods, there are nutrients that we're just discovering in foods. When you think of all the antioxidants that, you know, we are just recently learning about, getting your nutrients from foods definitely cover up all those bases. And another real plus about protein, and the research is showing, its effect in satiety, so that you feel full longer. And so therefore, you spontaneously reduce your energy intake. If you're not hungry, you're not going to eat as much. So really, protein, and the protein found in red meats and dairy being complete proteins, they are actually part of the solution to the obesity epidemic.
Well,
because
and
if you're eating, you know, adequate, smaller, or I shouldn't say smaller, but, you know, 4 ounce portions of these high quality proteins, you're in good stead.
Well, and now think about this from the obesogenic model. If protein signals satiety, then that means that the body looks for protein to know that it has been fed properly. If you are a person who is a vegetarian who excludes a variety of important proteins, the body is going to always be hungry, because the body is using the protein content of foods as the benchmark of whether it's gotten enough food. So there's a lot of people out there that go, well, beans are a good source of protein. No, they're not. They're a great source of complex carbohydrates. The average serving of beans has 34 to 42 grams of carbs and 4 to 6 grams of protein. That's not a good protein. If I handed you a stack of bills, there were 1,000 bills in my hand, and I said, here, this is a good source of $100 bills, and there was only two $100 bills, and the rest was singles and fives, you'd look at me and go, that's not $100 bills. Those are singles and fives. Well, why would I call it a stack of $100 bills? Why would he call beans a good source of protein when they're actually a good source of complex carbohydrates? So my point to this is, those of you who are eating these minimally provided protein sources of food, you are going to be hungry more, because the body isn't satisfied until it gets what it wants in protein. So you're going to have to eat 6 servings of beans to feel the same satiety of having a nice piece of steak or a small pork chop.
Exactly. And calories count, because then you're having to consume so many of these inferior quality protein foods from plant-based that you consume more calories. And hence, you know, you're perpetually hungry because you do not get that sense of satiety. And with aging populations, as we age, our protein synthesis effectiveness decreases.
Right.
And as such, we need more protein
not less.
In order to stimulate the protein synthesis to maintain muscle, along with having weight-bearing exercise is so critical to this whole, and just, you know, overall healthy lifestyle. We cannot overlook the importance of, you know, drinking responsibly, not smoking, being physically active, having a positive outlook, mental outlook. All these are part of the whole package. We just really cannot focus too much on, you know, the eating aspect without a lot of focus also on your overall lifestyle pattern.
So this was published last year. What changes have you seen as a result of your request for dietary guidelines to review the importance of red meat in Canada?
Well, we certainly are communicating it as broadly and widely as we can, and there's many opportunities for speaking engagements. We do meet with our policymakers in Ottawa to ensure that they're up to date on the science, because it's hard to be abreast all the time. So this was a good summary, pulling all the science to date into one piece so that it touched on a variety of chronic diseases and the reality of consumption patterns in North America and, in fact, in other countries. Like, North Americans really do have meat consumption levels that are consistent with Mediterranean countries.
Mm-hmm.
We also think that Mediterranean countries, the Mediterranean diet, doesn't include meat. Well, it certainly does. Lean meat is a mainstay.
Yeah.
And that's how it, you know, it is here in North America.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people do enjoy lean meat in the proper serving size. And that's the key is, you know, don't overconsume anything, but also don't underconsume neither.
Yeah. Great discussion.
Within the national guidelines.
Great discussion. I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for the opportunity. Eat well.
Take care, Marianne. All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy Organic Raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Crealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Oh, baby, baby. H to the is O, P to the is A.
Welcome back. This is when Jay-Z was actually a good rapper. I gotta be honest with you. I don't know. His lyrics nowadays, in the background of many of Beyonce's songs, in my humble opinion, are a little mundane. Anyway, that's just me being a music critic. I think Marianne Binney has a lot of her information straight on and right. I still disagree that processed meats are not necessarily a problem. I think that we need to avoid processed meats at all costs. Obviously, there seems to be a role in processing of food in general that kind of complicates things, makes many foods bad, if you will. And lean cuts of meats are not the villain, and if they were the villain, we wouldn't be here talking today. You know, part of our problem is that we are so short-sighted about history. We only look back to our grandparents. And in this case, our grandparents and even our great-grandparents, they were already being compromised by an agenda to embrace chemistry and chemicals and the magic of medicine and so on. But we would not be here today if meat and dairy were bad for us. We wouldn't have made it thousands of years eating meat. Animals, you know, we caught animals and we killed them and we ate them. And I'm sorry, those of you who, you know, have heartache about that. I understand. There are a lot of people out there who feel like, you know, it's just so mean to raise animals just to slaughter them and produce food. I understand that. And it is sad. However, when we take social constructs out of the equation of what we like and what we don't like and what we think is good and what we don't think is good, and we look at things on just a basic biological, from a biological standpoint, meat has played an amazing role in our evolutionary journey and changing the trajectory of that journey. I think that the Wenner Gren Foundation, under the guidance of Leslie Aiello, published an article many years ago that has been recirculated on the internet several times that showed that when we started to eat animals, our brains got bigger and our guts got smaller. And our trajectory, our evolutionary trajectory, changed. It went into hyperdrive. So it's undeniable that meat has been our friend, our ally, our
accelerator in the evolutionary process. We wouldn't be here today if that wasn't the case, folks. We would have died off already. You know, this is when I say, when science contradicts what you know to be true, you must go with what you know to be true. The problem is, most people only know, they only feed what they know to be true by what they hear on TV and what their grandmother told them. And you gotta go back further than that. You gotta ask the question, if meat was so bad, how did we thrive on it? Literally, for tens of thousands of years. For millions of years, even before that, because don't forget, we started eating meat a couple million years ago, catching animals, persistence hunting, because we were able to, we really are one of the most enduring animals on the planet. We can go for hours and hours where other animals, they would get hot, overheated, and sweat. They try to find a shady spot to recover. We'd start chasing them again. They would do this two or three times until they would collapse out of exhaustion, and then we would hit them in the head with a rock, and we would cook them and eat them. I mean, I'm sorry. I know those out there are cringing, like, oh, my God, you know, I love my dog, I love my cat, I love all animals. I understand. But this is the facts. These are the facts. That meat has been our ally, and now all of a sudden it's bad for us? No. There's agendas at foot here. Just the same way those who would say, I won't eat meat because I feel bad for animals. That's an agenda. That's not, and then you try to find science to wrap around it to justify your position. See? That's different than looking solely at what we know to be true. So, meat has always been our friend, and it always will be our friend, and there will be those out there who will try to discourage us from that fact, and you just have to choose. But I don't think processed meat is good. Also, potato chips are not a grain, unless they become a grain. I don't know. But of course, she pointed out that potato chips have a lot of sodium, and then when she said that a lot of grains go wrong when they add a lot of sugar and salt, and then she said potato chips. I think that she, you know, just made a mistake there. And I know some of you may have caught that. I know I did. But the message is still there. And that is that meat is not the evil demon. We have eliminated meat. There are more vegetarians out there today than ever before. There's more illness out there than ever before. There's more obesity out there than ever before. There are more people that avoid red meat because they've been told it's bad. Those same people develop cancers, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, neurological disorders. It's not working. It's not what we are doing and what the government is telling us to do is not working. And if you're waiting for the government to give you the next cue on how to handle your diet, I'm sorry to say this, but you're a fool. Because government has an agenda too. And their agenda may be multifaceted. It may not be just one thing. It may not just be, oh, we want to promote crops that we subsidize. It may be more than that, right? But the bottom line is it's still an agenda, and it's not rooted in health. It's rooted in social constructs, business constructs, and political constructs that have nothing to do with health. So if you're waiting for the government to come up with the new MyPlate, you're waiting for Michelle Obama to come forth and tell you what to eat, you're a fool. You need to look, and unfortunately, you know, paleo has gotten a bad rap, but paleo has started the discussion on ancestral diets, and that's a good thing. The reality is that we do need to pay more attention to ancestral diets. I think even the paleo community gets it wrong when they shun dairy. Many of us have lactase persistence because we've spent thousands of years taking advantage of dairy. And those out there who say, well, we're the only animal on the planet that drinks milk after birth. Well, we're also the only animal on the planet that raises chickens to eat their eggs. And we're also the only animal on the planet that raises beef to process and make into steak. So don't give me the argument that we're the only animal on the planet that still eats dairy after being an adult, because if If pigs and dogs could milk cows, they'd do it and they'd drink the milk. If they could raise chickens and eat the eggs, they'd do it. We do a lot of things that no other animal on the planet does. So don't give me that argument. That's BS.
But anyway, I digress. I want to thank everybody for listening today. Thanks to Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to coachrobregish.com to learn more. And, of course, thank you to Marianne Binney for coming on and talking about the importance of red meat in the diet. And hopefully you won't wait for someone to come out with a My Plate or a new pyramid or the food wheel or some other stupid gimmick to tell you what you should eat. You know what you should be eating. You already know. Now go eat it. We'll see you tomorrow.